Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hello, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. Today's episode is about success. Now, there's a whole lot I could share with you about success. Many books have been written on the subject. There are many examples out there of what success looks like, too. Many definitions, many reasons, as well as many shapes and sizes that success comes in. So today, please know that just because I'm giving you three important principles for success, it doesn't mean that I think there are only three. I just want to relate what I've found to be the three very important ones. And before I tell you what they are, I want to ask you a question, give you some food for thought, so to speak. Have you ever, here it is, so think about this. Have you ever noticed that success, it isn't really based on environment, your upbringing, education, being from a certain neighborhood, etc.? I mean, if you think that, that's pretty limited thinking. Because even those from the most humble beginnings can rise above their circumstances. History proves this over and over and over. Now, some successful people might simply attribute their accomplishments to luck when you ask them about what they've done, how they've done it. But, you know, that's not all there is to it. In fact, some of us would even go so far as to say there isn't anything such as luck. Luck doesn't even exist. I'm one. I'm raising my hand here. However, for the most part, we do recognize that there are various factors that can come into play, like hard work, perseverance, being in the right place at the right time, the willingness and to take risks and actually taking them when the timing is right, and so forth. Anything you do, no matter what you do, there is something that we all have in common. And these are the three principles that I want to talk about. People who push their boundaries, they do share these things in common. They all use these very important principles for success. And the good news is that these principles are equally available to anyone and everyone at any time and any condition. So it does not matter how humble your circumstances are. It's available to you. So here they are. Here's principle number one. The first thing you need to do is define what success means to you. So principle number one, define what success means to you. You have to know and imagine what you want in order to have it happen. So what does that mean to you? What does success mean to you? Does it mean that you're earning a certain level of income? Does it mean that you've risen to a certain level in your professional field? Does it mean that you're able to own certain stuff and live in a certain kind of house or in a certain kind of neighborhood? What is success for you? Sometimes people measure it by the stuff they have. Sometimes it's more intangible. So the tangible measurements of success are pretty obvious, but maybe there are less tangible things, like maybe it's receiving 100% satisfaction ratings from customers. Maybe it's running a team at work that has high morale. Maybe it's being successful in a personal relationship, staying with the same partner for, say, 20 years. What is that for you? What is success to you? Notice that this isn't about measuring success by the standards that other people set, nor is success a comparative thing like, well, when I have more than my neighbor does or as much as my neighbor does. So look closely at what you think defines success, not at what others think. And the truth about success is that it is most fulfilling when it's being declared from this place in you that is authentically you. That place inside from you, inside you that you set all your goals and you can reach your potential. And again, it's not defined externally, it's defined from you. All right, so principle number two, these people have this in common. They stretch their imagination. So principle two, stretch your imagination. Do you even know what your potential is? Dare to stretch your imagination. Dare to think big. For inspiration, you might want to read David Schwartz's book, The Magic of Thinking Big. I know I've mentioned it in the past. I will mention it again. It's a brilliant book. published in 1959. It's timeless information. It's still highly influential to successful people today. The story I've told before and I think is amazing, the reason I know about it is because of the famous chef Emeril Lagasse. Lagasse read the book when he was still the executive chef of the world-renowned Commander's Palace restaurant in New Orleans. And several years later, during an interview, he cited that the magic of thinking big was his inspiration to set his sights higher than the prestigious job that he had already obtained over at Commander's Palace. And in case you're not familiar with Lagasse, he went on to become a celebrity TV chef. He's authored so many best-selling cookbooks. He's the owner of like restaurants all over the United States. So I'd say, yeah, he knew that book really inspired him. What David Schwartz says in his book about success, I love it. He says, quote, success is determined not so much by the size of one's brain as it is by the size of one's thinking, end quote. Isn't that brilliant? I love that. He also goes on to say that you might not have been told that your destiny is outside your control, or you might have been told that it's outside of your control. So forget those dreams, forget the better life, be resigned because success isn't worth the price, as though you would have to sell your soul to get what you want in life. Now, Schwartz counters those myths. He says, quote, success doesn't demand a price. Every step forward pays a dividend, close quote. Now, that's an interesting way to define success as well. The point, though, is stretch your imagination, think big, and he's right, there is magic in that. All right, principle three, it's similar but a little bit different. It's think possibility, all right? So you think big, stretch your imagination, but then think possibility. And this is what I mean by that, the third principle. It's about not obsessing over the how. So your job in this whole thing is to figure out the what. You form the vision of what you want, and then you need to trust that the how will take care of itself. You focus on the what, and then you open to the possibilities that will make that what into a reality. And I have a great example for you. Sarah Blakely, she was selling copy machines when she decided that someday she wanted to work for herself. At that point, when she was having that dream, she had very little money, no training, no business-specific training, and no idea that she would, you know, how she would become self-employed, what business it would. She also, this is very bold of her, at the time when she was having this dream, Oprah Winfrey still had her TV show, and she said, I want to be on Oprah Winfrey's show. Again, she didn't know why she would be on Oprah Winfrey's show. It was just a dream she had, and for whatever reason, you know, there it is. So this is just simply her wish list. I want to be self-employed. I want to be on Oprah's show. Okay? Now, when she invented her first undergarment, because that's what she ended up doing, was coming up with an undergarment, it was this sudden inspired idea, a convenient solution for a problem she encountered when she was dressing for an evening out. Later, she developed it into a product and started her own company called Spanx. By the way, she had no business degree, no knowledge of the hosiery industry, undergarment industry. She had none of that, so she had to go figure it out. She persevered. She made some bold moves to meet buyers and get Spanx placed in major department stores. Eventually, Oprah Winfrey declared it one of her favorite products, and that year, that's how she got arranged to be on Oprah Winfrey. So what happened is because Oprah liked the product, she arranged an interview with Blakely. So Blakely wasn't actually in the studio. I think she got interviewed like in her business or her office or something like that. But nevertheless, Oprah and she got connected. So amazing. And today, Blakely is a billionaire. Talk about success, right? As far as financial success. She also shows us that success comes from the thinking of possibility, right? Thinking possibility. And though she had not initially imagined how she'd get there, she definitely visioned what she wanted, what there looked like. And when the timing was right, she took action. So when using this principle, think possibility, take the action you can take right over the future that hasn't happened yet. Don't obsess over the fact that you're not where you want to be yet. Do what you can right where you are, here and now. Trust that the how and the when, that's another thing, the when, the timing, will work itself out. And next time you come across the stories of successful people, take note of how they use these success principles to their advantage. They define what success meant to them. They didn't necessarily let others define success for them. They stretched their imagination, thought big, and they also did a good job of stepping out of the way and letting the universe basically help do it, right? So it wasn't all on them. They came up with the idea. They thought big. They thought possibility, and they allowed greater possibilities than what they might have come up with themselves. That is really cool. So if they can do it, so can you. All right, so that wraps up the three principles that I wanted to share with you. I appreciate your tuning in, and I hope you're feeling inspired and, well, more thoughtful about how you're going to see success in your own life going forward. Now, before I wrap up, let me add that if you want to connect with me, or you want to, or maybe you're interested in checking out my services and such, just feel free to visit my website. The easiest way to get there is to use angelaloeb.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.